coming back here, 9:47. Good morning. Coming to you from my radio hut, live from Dakota Avenue. We've got 38 degrees, which is hard to believe on January 13th. And partly cloudy, and I guess we brought the sunshine in, Pastor Shannon Klein.
Yay!
United Methodist Church. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I am great because we're going to announce the winner of our Twin Town Skate Park giveaway that we had. I know that you remember we had a matching grant that we were trying to reach, and we had, you know, people from the Twin Towns go and throw in on that. And We Care Coalition, we offered up a grand prize in December for all of those who contributed it, like all the way from October into December. And we're giving away $300, a $300 gift card.
Nice.
And we have, based off, it was for every $20 you got into the raffle, right? So I'm like, I have this nice spinning wheel.
You do on your laptop there.
My laptop.
And you brought your own videographer with you.
I brought my own lovely videographer that comes from my pocket, my wonderful husband,
all right,
Shane. And so we're about to spin this wheel and find out who the winner is of this $300 gift card for the wonderful, wonderful gifts that they gave to the Twin Town Skate Park.
And how far are we along with the project?
We're pretty good. Right now, we are in total about $62,000.
Nice.
Right now.
Good.
We still got a little ways to go. We're needing, especially with the increasing materials, we're looking more at that, like $140,000, okay, to get that phase two done.
All right.
And so we've got this still a little ways, but every penny counts, you know.
That's true.
That's a big thing.
You ready to spend this?
I am.
Get this thing done now that you're on? Are you on Facebook Live?
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
Right now,
all right.
On
fantastic.
Our Twin Town Skate Park thing, so we can get us going.
Okay.
So.
Like, anytime you're ready, I'm waiting on you.
Drum roll.
Yeah, normally am, because you're about 10 steps ahead of me usually. So
okay, so all we're right about to spin this and see what happens.
I'm going to play this drum roll thing while we do that, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see. Spinning. Looks like Robert Veland.
Robert Veland, you are the winner.
Yes, you are the winner. Awesome. Nice little horn.
Trumpet fanfare. I don't have an applause thing in here,
yay,
but I got a trumpet fanfare. So.
Awesome. Robert, thank you so much for your contribution to Twin Town Skate Park. It means so much to the kids and all of those who use it. In order to collect this, you can just reach out to We Care Coalition at contact@wecarecoalition@gmail.com, and we will get that to you. And we're also going to put in those who may not have collected their gifts, those Mall of America packs from KBMW. We'll make sure that your name is out there so you actually remember that you won something.
All right.
And get that out to you. So thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Now, you mentioned when you came in, you're wearing like two or three hats today.
I am.
So that's your We Care Coalition hat.
Yes.
Okay, what are we moving on to now?
Yes. So We Care Coalition, just to remind you guys, We Care Coalition is a coalition of local citizens and nonprofits, youth advocates, those types of people, and the schools across our Breckenridge and Wilkin County, with that mission to help youth succeed in finding their purpose and passion while making healthy choices. And on the 26th of January, we're going to be discussing the Wilkin County Youth Survey and reviewing that. It's a survey that has been sent out to our youth within both our schools and throughout Wilkin County on their needs, whether that has to do with, you know, just our tangible needs, our mental health needs, those different types of things. And we're going to be discussing that on the 26th, as well as some goal setting for We Care Coalition. So for any of those who really do care about our youth within our area and that are interested in hearing about the results from this youth survey, I really recommend you you come out. It's going to be held again on January 26th. It's a Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Breckenridge United Methodist Church. We also will probably have the ability to meet over Zoom as well. So if you can't be there in person, mm-hmm. like, for example, if you live far from Breckenridge and you still want to listen in on the conversation or even be at the table, especially as an advocate from Wilkin County, we definitely
you
want
can do
to
the Zoom.
Do that.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're interested in that, you can contact us at contactwecarecoalition@gmail.com. And we'll get you set up. But hopefully we can have the poster and everything on KBMW's site, too, as mm-hmm. well,
sure.
so that we can get that out. But again, if it's for anybody who is interested in learning how to advocate for youth within our area and to help them find their purpose.
You're doing a lot of good things, of good things. So what's your third hat that you're wearing here?
Third hat is as pastor.
Now it's Pastor Shannon.
Back to Pastor Shannon. So Pastor Corey at Evergreen, as well as myself, we are leading a youth group, joint youth group together. And we figured, you know, we are in times that our kids just need a break,
yeah.
right? So
we all need a break. Yeah.
So we're going to have a midweek break on January the 21st at 6 p.m. at Breckenridge Family Community Center. And we're going to have a game night.
All right. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. These kids are going to get schooled in Uno by myself. And
are you an Uno expert?
Love Uno, and
it's a fun game to play.
In my household, when we played Monopoly, there were literal tables flipped over.
That's for real.
But yeah, we're gonna have a plethora of board games and card games that are available, appropriate, of course. But we also have air hockey tables and pool tables and everything that
they got everything
there.
Over there.
So,
yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of fun over there. So January 21st from 6 o'clock to 7:30. But this is for 7th to 12th graders around the Twin Towns. And again, our youth group is trying to create this friendly, open space to help discern your faith or spirituality or ask questions to be heard and to make a difference within the Twin Towns. So if you have a youth or a youth that you are mentoring, please feel free to bring them in there. They do not have to be Methodist. You don't have to ascribe to even Christianity. Just come out and have some fun and be around good friends, good people.
I love it. Love it, which is the case every time you walk in here. Pastor Shannon Klein, thank you so much for stopping in. That's a lot of hats to wear.
It's a lot of hats.
And I like that because being a pastor, I don't have to do a whole lot of talking. It's just like I give you a microphone, ask you a question, you just go.
Yeah, that's
I love that.
I was like, we might talk too much. That's the downside of having a pastor come in.
And folks, this Sunday, Pastor Shannon Klein with your regular service here at KBMW2. So look for that. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you so much.
You bet. 956 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets on this Tuesday morning, the day after the WASDE report. Well, corn futures are trading slightly lower this morning as the market continues to digest the WASDE data. And the market continues to digest the data from yesterday's January WASDE. USDA raised corn yield by 0.5 bushels per acre to 186.5 bushels per acre. And soybean futures are trading lower to start the day, testing technical support. And the wheat complex has started the day mixed today. Looking at those numbers right now in the grains, we have March corn up a quarter at 421.75. As we check March soybeans, that's down 3.75 at 10:45 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat unchanged at 5.11.